Sunny Radio.
Where it's always in the 80s.
Thank you so much for joining us on a Tuesday. It is time for my favorite segment of the entire week. We jump on the telephone line every Tuesday, and we call my father-in-law just because we can. And we like to call it Tuesdays with Charlie. How you doing, Charlie?
And that's why we do it early in the week, because it can only go downhill from here.
Exactly. Well, and also, you know, we want to try to catch you sober as well.
Yeah, it's better early in the morning.
So how are you doing, Charlie?
My head hurts a little bit, but that's all right.
Hey, first of all, something I feel really bad about. Last Tuesday, when we were on the radio, I wasn't even thinking of this. It was your birthday. And we didn't even wish you a happy birthday on Tuesday with Tuesdays with Charlie. So.
Well, it's a little late now.
I know. 1 week late. But so how old are you, do you know?
I'm pretty old.
Okay. Well, that's all
we
need,
But we celebrated his birthday with him when he was here the weekend before.
I know. But I just thought, boy, we missed it.
You got me all boozed
up. That's right.
But then on the day, we blew it. So today's call is sponsored by Stars, by the way. For those of you looking for a good drink, Charlie's favorite is the Schlitz. And they have Schlitz on tap at Stars. They're at 57th and Western. Get over and check it out. What are we going to learn about?
It.
Exactly. What are we going to learn about this week, Charlie?
I think I told you this first one once before, but you know Oral-B, they make them toothbrushes.
Yeah.
Supposed to be the best in the world, right?
Oh, well, that's what they say, yeah.
I don't know about that.
I would say Oral-A probably does a little better, but, you know, if you got to go with Oral-B, I suppose.
You know, or C or D.
I've never been a fan of Oral of any kind.
Which you say. I can vouch for that. So you were saying, Charlie?
Okay, did you know that they were the first toothbrush to go to the moon aboard Apollo 11?
No, I did not know that.
Well, see, that's why I bring this stuff to you.
Well, I'm glad to learn something new.
Hey, then your old buddy Jimmy Carter, remember him?
I remember that guy.
The old peanut grower or whatever he was?
Yeah.
He was the first president to have been born in a hospital.
Yeah, but before that, they were born at home.
Really?
Out of all them? Now, he wasn't that far back.
No, he wasn't that far back. That's crazy.
But he was the first one.
Or maybe some of them were born in a ditch or something.
Yeah, born usually at their home.
Hey, did you know that cold showers are healthier for you than hot showers?
I did know that.
Yeah, I don't like really hot showers. Heidi does.
You're supposed to take a hot shower, and that opens the pores, then you turn the water to cold, and that closes them. Makes you healthy.
No, I don't do it that way.
I don't know.
I just do lukewarm, and I'm good right in the middle there. So
there's something you'd probably try.
All right.
If you inhale a pea, it's possible for it to sprout and grow while in your lung.
I have actually heard of that happening to somebody.
Did you do it?
I did not do that.
It has not helped us, but I have heard of it.
Hey, then here's something you can do here in a little bit.
What's that?
If you're out in the driveway and there's ants out there, if you draw a line around them, they will never cross it if you're using chalk.
Really?
Really? Why?
So if I draw,
I'm going to try that.
Make sure that he's got something in that little space to do.
Are they afraid to
probably don't like chalk.
I don't know, but I'm going to try it. Huh. I got to get some of that chalk right on the ground with, though.
Well, that wouldn't be very nice. What if their family's on the other side of the line, and they're just, like, putting up their own little tiny Aunt Berlin wall, and then they can't go see their family?
Tell Susie to go out there and do that. She's got some of that chalk.
Down that chalk wall.
You found it? Draw a big circle on him. See how far he goes.
All right. Huh. Well, we'll free him later.
Okay, hey, then I got one last thing here for you.
All right, what's that?
Did you know that some stores in the world sell pads that you can wear on your underwear that will make your farts not smell?
Yeah, I've actually heard about
that. Yeah, they're like fart filters or something.
I think you might have told us that a couple years ago.
Well, I buy them by the case, but I don't. I didn't know if everybody in the world knew that.
I think you may be wearing them backwards, Charlie.
It don't work, does it?
It amplifies it.
I think they're defective.
Yeah. No, I have not seen them anywhere, but I do remember. I was thinking that it was here on this program that we learned that a while back. So.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Well, maybe the company I buy them for were the crap. So.
Well, Charlie, as usual, always a pleasure to visit with you. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'll be here.
All right.
Bye,
bye-bye.
Daddy.
Bye, Fluff. Bye, John.
Bye-bye. My father-in-law right there. We talk to him every Tuesday because we can. And it's brought to you by Stars at 57th and Western. Stop in and see it. Order what Charlie orders. You get a really big, thick, juicy, yummy burger and then an ice-cold Schlitz to wash it down. And that's the way Charlie does it. It's good stuff. So get in and see him at Stars. And that's right on, again, not too far from the corner of 57th and Western. And this has been Tuesdays with Charlie on Sunny Radio,
where it's always in the 80s.